Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Sex Cult Radio, episode 22. This is all about Clowns, part 2. So if you haven't heard Clowns, part 1, it is the most recent episode. You can take a look, or take a listen, I should say. But before I get into that, a big shout out to 3-4. Thank you for sponsoring my studio snacks today. thank you. It totally made my night. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy my videos on ManyVids. And yeah. And before we get into Clowns Part 2, the sex worker shout out, Nia Giselle. I've been a massive fan of her dancing, of her makeup, of her everything. One of the most gorgeous and talented pole dancers I have ever seen. I urge you all to run to her page, especially if you are in the Pacific Northwest. I believe she's around the Seattle, Portland area, somewhere around there. So if you are a sex worker or a fan of what we do as dancers and performers, I urge you to go check out her stuff. You will not be disappointed. She's crazy, crazy gorgeous and talented. And yeah, have fun. So, for those of you who are not familiar with our work at the Abyssian Union, we are a religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by celebrating the amazing, badass, hilarious, beautiful, epic work that sex workers do, or just mundane if they want to. We advocate for the right to a safe and sane workplace, as well as just the celebration of what we do. It is really fun for me to get to shout out someone at every episode. It has been encouraging me to find more and more topics just so I can give everyone that I want to a shout out, although I don't think I'll ever get to that point. Every time I log on to Instagram, I see someone new that I'm like, oh, shit, I need to shout them out on the next episode. It's really, really fun. So thank you all for joining me on this amazing journey. I'm so happy and excited to do this work. This is amazing. Thank you. Also, the super low pressure, happy ask and passing of the gas mask, which is what I would call our version of the passing of the hat. If you have had a good year financially. From what I hear, there are various people and communities that have had an increase in their wallet this year due to whatever industry you're in. And if you would like to make a donation to the Abyssian Union, you can do so at abyssian.org. All of your donations through that portal are tax deductible. However, if you haven't had a good year financially, emotionally, whatever, I understand. I get it. I myself have had a really tough year as a full service sex worker. It's been really, really hard for a lot of us. So if all you can give today is your attention and focus, thank you. I will cherish it and value it for the rest of my fucking life. Forgive me, friends. I'm very excited and animated today. Clowns are one of my favorite topics as of late, particularly the bimbo. So I'm very excited to talk to you all about clowns. If you'd like to listen to the first episode, the most previous one, episode 21, I talked about a little bit about how I think the popularity of characters such as the Joker and Harley Quinn kind of hint that I think we all have a bit of a fascination, perhaps even fetish, with clowns. They arouse us, they scare us, they delight us, they make us laugh, they make us cry, they make us think, perhaps all of the above. There's something particularly arousing about seeing a painted face and a performance and someone who is devoted to spectacle in that way. So I think this is a good time to take a break. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit more about clowns, part 2. Welcome back to Sex Cult Radio, episode 22, Clowns, part 2. Today, I am going to dive into a little bit about the bimbo, specifically the bimbo clown, and how I've seen that grow massively in popularity on TikTok, on various forms of social media. And something that I find really, really cool and awesome is that with bimbo in particular, there seems to be this mass rejection of slut-shaming and slut-shaming culture, which is really cool. And taking that on, and or taking on this strength of knowing that that has nothing to do with your value as a human being. And I find it really, really cool to see that sentiment grow in popularity. There's something about the word bimbo. First of all, that sounds like a clown. I have a suspicion, or I don't have a theory around this, but something that I can't help but find fascinating is that bimbo and bozo sound like clownish names, and they sound very alike within each other, yet bimbo is now something that is empowering a lot of people, whereas bozo feels very much like that sort of Homer Simpson-esque dumb character clown archetype. So there's something that I'm finding really enjoyable about watching the rise of the bimbo and watching the rise of how that word is bringing empowerment to a lot of people, particularly when it comes to sexual expression. The next part I would like to talk about in clowns is, and clowning, is this concept of what it means to find your clown. I have been putting together an immersive performance art piece that I would love to create so that people can play with their clowns the same way that you might play with a musical instrument, because there's something really beautiful about seeing someone who wants to make people laugh and bring them laughter or joy. When we see good clowns, when we see good performance artists, when we see good street performance artists, I can't help but worship them and have a reverence for what they do and their commitment to spectacle and performance and bringing a little bit of joy to someone. So I'll share a little bit of a personal experience in finding my clown. Bimbo in particular is one that I do enjoy very much. And I have seen a lot of the sex worker community adopt that particular clown, similarly to how clowns paint their face and create a performance. And like I said in the previous episode, I don't think performing is a symbol or an expression of inauthenticity. Sometimes it can help you find a new side of yourself, or different or perhaps more authentic side of yourself, when you do have that separation of mask and character, etc., etc. Sometimes it takes painting your face to step into this side of yourself that you normally don't get to. And with clowning in particular, I'd like to start building a work and a body of art under the name Bimbo the Clown, or BTC for short. And I think it'll be really fun to start playing with both Callie Rain and BTC in this world, because Callie Rain usually has tons of makeup and tons of spectacle and tons of performance and commanding attention, whereas I think BTC will be a little more clowny, a little bit more grounded. Oh, speaking of, I think one thing in particular that makes clowns who they are is their sense of humility and embracing humility in some way, whether that's through dress or demeanor. And I think BTC will be a really fun counterpart to the Callie Rain bimbo. I'd like to develop and explore a bit more of my humility alongside of stepping into power, because I think that'll bring a nice groundedness and an understanding to both of these worlds and how they inform and play with each other. So expect to see more BTC, perhaps what I will be calling copycat art. We'll see. I don't know. It's all gonna mold and shape and move as things move around us. But humility, I think in particular, is something that makes a clown a clown. And there can be various ways and expressions that you might find your humility. But I think that'll be fun to explore with BTC, because I think humility in the sense of not wearing makeup will be fun to explore. However, something else that I think makes a clown interesting and fun to watch is their sense of pizzazz. So it doesn't mean that you have to put on this beautiful, polished look of makeup that takes 3 hours to do. You know, we see in the Joker, or some versions of the Joker, their makeup is all kinds of fucked up and ruined. So it doesn't necessarily have to be polished and perfect. But I think something that makes a clown is this sense of showmanship and pizzazz. So having blue hair, I think, is very clown-like, a la Krusty, Krusty the Clown, from The Simpsons, for those of you who are familiar. And sparkle and dazzle, and any other form of showmanship that appeals to you. I think that's one way of playing with your clowns. I think that's probably a good place to end it. Thank you for joining me today on Sex Cult Radio. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.